Barbara Lane, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Lane, L-A-N-E, date of birth is 9/19/1997. This is for date of service, 8/24/2022. Miss Lane is a 70-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 8 years ago. She also has a history of coronary artery disease, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diverticulitis. She also has a history of skin cancer. For her diabetes, she is on Ozempic 2 milligrams once weekly and glipizide 5 milligrams twice daily. She reports that she was recently increased to the 2-milligram dose a couple weeks ago. For breakfast, she eats very small meals. The patient is on intermittent fasting and basically eats only from 6 p.m. until 1 p.m. the next day. She eats lunch, which is a sandwich, and dinner is usually a protein like red meat, burgers, and a starch. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She denies any significant blurry vision or any neuropathy or nephropathy. She reports that she's down in her weight since she's been doing intermittent fasting. She also has a history of chronic UTIs. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, her last hemoglobin A1C is 7.4%. She was recently increased to Ozempic 2 milligrams once weekly, and we will continue this and continue to couple it with a glipizide 5 milligrams twice daily. Next number, the patient does intermittent fasting and only eats between the hours of 6 p.m. and 1 p.m. the next day. Next number, the patient has a history of a chronic urinary tract infections after trying Jardiance therapy, and she failed Jardiance therapy. The patient saw a gynecologist urologist out of town, and she is now placed on methionine, and the recommendation is for her to take a probiotic through full script for urinary tract health. The patient was also prescribed estradiol vaginal cream to be applied twice weekly, and she takes the methionine twice daily. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, continue atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily. Next number for her coronary artery disease, continue to monitor. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Mrs. Carly, nurse practitioner. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.